body with an official mandate. It is a mechanism of interministerial type, chaired by the ambassador, and currently the ambassador for human rights. And that allows for active collaboration and coordination among the various ministries and administration. And it has allowed us to significantly improve the efficiency of our reporting with treaty bodies. And mainly it is thanks to it that we were able to catch up with the delay we had in the past. And as was pointed out by the ambassador, the commission also has an important awareness-raising role on international human rights treaties. It works in consultation with national human rights institutions while respecting their independence in agreement with the Paris Principles. And additionally, there is active participation from civil society organizations. This is then a forum that allows civil society organizations to bring to the awareness of the government and to the administration cases where human rights are not being respected, and then to follow up on that. We became aware of Resolution 4230 adopted by the Human Rights Council in September 2019, as well as the recent report of the High Commissioner of the United Nations on Human Rights on regional consultations on experiences and best practices on the implementation and improvement of the national mechanisms, which was published in May 2022, and which we are currently considering it and its recommendations. Thank you. Thank you, Nuria. And now go to paragraph 13, question raised by Mr. Zuberi on legal assistance.